Great. Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I would like to first acknowledge my co-facilitator, Ms. Andrea Jacobs, who also helped facilitate this discussion, and the excellent work of the participants in the room who provided very robust and thoughtful discussion. These notes that I'm about to share attempt to capture the points of discussion in our expert group, but as the co-chair just mentioned, they should not be considered consensus points and they are not recommendations. This is the information that was discussed and that we would like to share. Understandably, the points that I will now share are not all-encompassing of all that was discussed. Many of our participants in the room provided formal written statements, and we discussed elements of those, but we recommend that all participants here review those in detail. So in summary, for information and monitoring, there was a discussion around a need for a common platform to share scientific data that is open and accessible. There is a desire to promote harmonized monitoring systems and methodologies rather than a standardization, as some countries will have different priorities and resources. Participants mentioned the need to consider upstream information, production patterns, design, and use. Members of the group expressed a need for more information on the following: a better understanding of alternatives to single use and problematic, for example, non-recyclable plastics, changing import and export patterns of plastic raw material products and waste, health and environmental implications of additives and plastics, more information on the life cycle of plastics, how much is produced, how they are used, what happens at the end of life. For example, are they reused, recycled, landfilled, littered, or end up in our oceans? This should also include an upstream approach. More transparency on the drivers for increased plastic production, reports on the national level of waste management, the relative contribution of sea-based and land-based sources of marine litter. Members expressed a need for the following: an assessment on existing information, an inventory of existing measures to address marine litter, and these can be cataloged on the voluntary reporting tool that has been provided by UNEP. A discussion on if data should be stored in a centralized location, and if so, where should that be? There was a discussion around a need to strengthen the involvement of industry to improve data collection, a need for a neutral coordination coordinator to collect and analyze data at a global level, to work more closely with the fishing industry and the regional fishery management organizations to reduce the amount of marine litter from the fishing industry and improve monitoring, to assess the current state of monitoring and identify where there are geographic gaps and encourage those areas to use established methodology to collect baseline and collect monitoring data. There is a need to address the gaps on information and monitoring, provide global coordination, and collect and share that information. There is a need to conduct a gap and a SWOT analysis and an impact analysis on reporting and monitoring, and also to take advantage of public interest through citizen science and other programs to improve data collection on leakages and strengthening monitoring where appropriate. Information should be shared around successful examples of efforts to raise awareness around innovative solutions and behavior change. Existing legal frameworks that could support monitoring and information include the Basel Convention, Stockholm Convention, MARPOL, the London Convention, the Regional Seas Conventions, and the Regional Fishery Management Organizations, as well as country monitoring and or reporting systems that already collect relevant information. Existing platforms to explore, such as the Global Partnership on Marine Litter or the Partnership for Regional Ocean Governance, should be examined to host data. National monitoring systems could be tweaked to look at plastic to address the gaps. It is also important to recognize landlocked countries in the context of the Basel Convention. We discussed the implications of the different options for information and monitoring, and members of the group felt that more than the three options should be included for discussion purposes. Monitoring is relevant to all options, and monitoring will depend on the requirements of a convention or a structure that is determined. And participants strongly expressed that the status quo is not an option. Measures need to be taken now even if data is not yet perfect. Thank you.